So, Marina, can you tell us more about the research your department has done?
Yes. Well, you can see from this bar graph, the working day is very long here in the Madrid office. On an average day, only half of our employees leave work by 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, 20% of the staff are still here in the office, and 10% are still at their desks at 8 in the evening.
That's incredible. When do they spend time with their families? What time do they have dinner?
Yes, these working hours are obviously a disaster for family life.
Well, it is fairly normal to do this in Spanish companies, and people have dinner late. We have a split working day where we start at 8:30 and go for lunch about 2 o'clock. We have 2 hours for lunch, so you get back to work at 4. It's a good time to be sociable with co-workers, or go home for lunch if you don't have to travel far, or have business lunches. A long lunch break means finishing work late. It's always been part of our work culture.
I agree with Álvaro. It is traditional, but I think many employees would prefer a shorter lunch break and the opportunity to go home an hour earlier.
I don't think so. It's the way we do things. People like to have a good lunch, not have a sandwich at their desks like they do in other countries.
Perhaps, but a lot of our employees are probably tired because of the long working hours, and they won't get so much work done late in the day. Long hours can also be a cause of accidents at work and sick leave.
Has that been a problem here?
I don't know about our company, but international studies show people do more work within shorter hours. I mean, just look at Germany.
Yes, that's true. Who has ever done their best work when they're very tired?